All my elders are gone now, so that makes me the oldest person in my immediate family. Getting older has been a journey of discovery. Sometimes I like to think of myself as a plump old goose, fluffed and preened and full of wisdom. Someone sent me a fact sheet on geese that should give us all something to consider. The lesson people can learn from geese traveling in the banner flight pattern is that when we work in community, it makes us more efficient. Their persistent honking helps us realize that we all need encouragement. As I crest the last hill of my earth journey, I aspire to become a fabulous crone. Not all older or elder women want to become crones because of the negativity attached to the title. However, I believe the crone has been misjudged, underrated, and blasphemed long enough. It is my aim to raise her to the pinnacle of respect and admiration. Of course, one must be willing to challenge the social practices of sexism, ageism, and classism before she can recognize the oppression that has been heaped upon this growing segment of society. Most people don't seem to be special, especially old people, but I believe we are all sacred beings on a brief but holy pilgrimage through life. Every day we take several steps forward or backward. Since we are all in this together, it should make us more tolerant of each other's journey. Why do we not open our minds and explore the great expanse of ideas that we carry with us, and in the august of abiding memories revel in the flashing jewels of dazzling insights, however momentary they might be? But some of us are fit for nothing by 3 p.m. but staring over a fan of cards. We become even less brilliant by 4 p.m. As 6 p.m. approaches, we are nearly comatose with the effort of seeing ourselves through another lackluster day. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the muddle of my life and wonder about my purpose. Am I a significant member of this community? Are you? Perhaps we can look back with pride on our early or midlife contributions to society, but does anyone else remember or recognize us for that? I sometimes feel that I have been warehoused, that I abide in a house of death waiting for the coroner to make a final pronouncement. Maybe no one else thinks about such things, but I do, and I worry the thought around in my head trying to discover if there is any meat left on the old bone. I listen to other older women recite their diminishing abilities. Their words are full of fear and betrayal as they define how physical limitations infringe on their daily lives and bring more and more personal barriers. We think we are different now that we are old, that we don't fit into the big picture anymore, but we don't have to be separated or negated by our differences. We can examine the things that distort our perception of this new self and crown her with honor and respect by adopting the title of the Fabulous Crone.